My name is Stephen Lynch. I'm a member of the Mid-Kerry Biddies Committee, and we're currently sitting in the back of Falvey's Bar in Killorglin.
Now, I have to say, this is kind of the heart of the kind of Biddy weekend, isn't it?
It really is. So tonight we'll be having the meeting of the Bridgets here, and across the road tonight we'll also be having the lighting of the Bridgets flame. So yeah, this is a good focal point for all the activities.
Tell us a bit now about what's happening with the lighting of the Bridgets flame, and maybe a bit about what it is.
So the Bridges flame is it's a really old tradition. So it goes back to pre-Christian Ireland. So back in pre-Christian Ireland, in the hill of Kildare, there was a flame that was tended to by the local priestesses. And when St. Bridget built her monastery there in the 5th century, she kept up to the tradition. So there's been a flame burning for that length of time. Now, it did go out, I think, in the mid-16th century, but it was relit again in 1993, I think it was, so that the flame has continued to burn since then. So the event tonight is basically the lighting of the flame. The lore goes is that any candle that's lit from the flame becomes in itself the Bridges flame. So even if it goes out, even if it's only lit for a minute, if you relight it, it's a Bridges flame, and it can pass it on. So it's that whole sense of sort of hope, growth, and transformation.
Okay, and tell us what it represents in the home. So when you bring home your candle and you relight it again, what's that bringing into your house?
As I say, it's kind of hope, growth, and transformation. They're the real key things, but you know, it's all tied to St. Bridget herself, who has other sort of customs attributed to her. So, you know, if there's the element of fire as well. It's also relates back to pre-Christian as well, the Imbolc festival, which was again about, you know, the coming of the spring, growth, renewal, and transformation.
This has a bit of a lovely tradition here in Killorglin since 2018. So tell us a bit about that and who we're thinking of tonight.
So yeah, it started back in 2018, and we're seeing a revival of St. Bridget's in the country. Obviously, adding a bank holiday weekend has certainly given it a bit of an extra oomph. So we started here in 2018. I joined the committee a few years ago, so it had already sort of grown legs then. So, and it's gone from strength to strength ever since then. So we have a few local people who just took it upon themselves to kind of bring back this tradition. And with that, we have a whole series of events throughout the month of January and leading into February as well. So a lot of old traditional things like hat making and making the brat breed and all the things that you would associate with St. Bridget.
And that's a lot of what I'm seeing at the weekend. There's a load of program of events that are happening. I know last week there was a small bit of things that happened, and I think it was a fourth class from one of the schools here got involved in learning how to do embroidery and, you know, all the Celtic signs. There's loads here for people to happen over the weekend, isn't there?
There is. It all culminates really with the parade as well on Saturday night. So that's at 7 p.m. in Killorglin. So we'll have you know, a big parade. There'll be all the Biddies groups from the local Mid-Kerry area. But on Saturday, you know, we have a load of workshops. You know, there'll be Breedog doll making, there'll be cross making classes, there'll be people, you know, performing, there'll be light making, etc. So there's a lot going on. And for all age groups as well.
Stephen, tell us a bit about the poem then that coincides with tonight and when the flame is lit.
Yeah, so we traditionally read out a poem as we're lighting the flame, and this year we're choosing a poem that was written by the late Conor Brown, who was instrumental in setting up the Biddy's Day parade and festival here in Killorglin. So, you know, he had a long-standing love for tradition and Killorglin, and the quiet magic that helped breed new life into these old customs. So, you know, it's important for us to kind of, you know, obviously celebrate St. Bridget, but also, you know, celebrate the people who came before us, who, you know, it's all about carrying the traditions onwards and forwards into newer generations.
Conor's legacy is huge here, isn't it?
It really is. Like, he was so involved in many of the festivals in Killorglin, you know, so, you know, he kind of grabbed the town by the scruff of the neck in a certain sense to set up these wonderful festivals. So, you know, we kind of, some of us in the committees kind of live in the shadow a little bit, you know, so we kind of got big boots to fill, certainly.
Do you mind? Do you have that poem with you at the moment?
Okay, so this is called Biddy's Day by Conor Brown. 'Twas one night till Biddy's and I couldn't sleep. I tried drinking warm milk. I tried counting sheep. A straw hat was ready, all plaited and golden. My St. Bridget's cross so perfectly woven. The baron lay quiet. It wanted a thumping. Our brush went unwielded. It needed a jumping. My Breedog sat idle in Grandad's chair with a raw turnip head and haystacks for hair. All now was ready for tomorrow's parade, turf torches to light for when evening does fade. By its fiery blaze, we'll march by the mill, crossing the stone bridge and up the steep hill. Prancing and dancing, we'll holler and hoot. Strumming and drumming, we'll fiddle and toot. The people will cheer us as we go on our way in awe of the biddies on St. Bridget's Day.
That's lovely. And that's from Conor himself.
Yeah, it is. It's from Conor's Brown. So he wrote a couple of books. One of them kind of looked at St. Bridget, and this was one of the poems that he wrote.
And Judy, what have you learned about St. Bridget, you know, being involved here with the committee and everything? Like, what was one thing that really stood out to you?
I think with St. Bridget, I think that it's a real symbol of new beginnings. So I think it breaks up the winter as well. And I think especially for me being here, I think it's such an exciting time of year. Usually it's quiet across a lot of towns, but we're so busy with this parade and there's so much to do. And I think for me, it's just a new beginning and looking forward to the rest of the year as well.
And I suppose if you look at it from a child's point of view, looking at the parades and the traditions that they'll be carrying on in the future is quite special as well, isn't it?
100%, yeah. There's something for everyone in this parade, so we're really excited. Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get ready for the lighting of the flame. Thanks.
Super, thank you.
Bridget Duma.
Bridget. And Bridget, you're here at the meeting of the Bridgets. There's a few of you, but you're one of the first ones in the door.
Yes, I am.
Tell us, where did you get your name from? Who were you named after?
My Auntie Bridie. I was named after, and my grandmother. Yeah, yeah.
That's nice, isn't it?
My dad's side, yeah.
Very good. So it's kind of keeping that tradition alive so that you were another generation of then?
Yes.
Yeah. And is there any more of you since then called Bridget?
No. No, I'm the only Bridget, yeah.
So hopefully a grandchild in the future might be coming.
I don't know.
We were just talking there, Bridget, about, you know, yourselves and kind of going up with the biddy. And we were saying people from maybe Tralee and Clare don't know much about it. But what is the biddy?
Well, it's St. Bridget's, to celebrate the 1st of February, St. Bridget's. So many years ago, I went out in the biddies years ago, and we went around collecting money. Today now, they give it to fundraising, but we used to always have a biddy ball when we collect so much money. We should go to people's houses. We should never go to the pubs. It's merely pubs now and a few houses. And we should have a great big biddy ball after, and mainly in an old house. And they'd drink out of, no glasses, they'd drink out of jam jars. And there'd be like Christmas cake flying around and sandwiches and things like that. We should have great, great, great biddy balls. Yeah.
What was it like for you going up? What did that weekend mean to you?
Lovely. We loved it. The outfits, I still have my mother's outfit.
What was that like?
It was a white shirt with the red stripes and the trousers. And I wore it last year in the biddies in Clorca.
Well, what was it like to put it back on?
It was lovely. And we still have the hats. I still have the hats on my loft. I think I've got about, how many hats have I? About 6 hats I have. And I've got the doll. The doll is the original doll, except for her head, with a different head on her. But she's the original body that was made with straw and everything. And she's probably about 3 foot high, you know. Yes.
How old is she?
Oh, my
God. How old is her body?
How old? Her body must be 40, 50 years old, maybe. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. She's got a Holy Communion dress belonging to someone, I don't know, on her. So that's, yeah. So she's pretty old. Yeah.
What does the tradition mean to you in your house? Because again, like having something that nearly 50 years old.
Yeah. Kind of... We love it because my kids, they went to Kilgarnet school. And since they were really small, we used to go out in the biddies. And in the school, you take them out in the biddies. And they absolutely love it. They go for 3 nights and 3 days. And they used to raise the money in Kilgarnet School for Crumlin. And because I had my little niece passed away in Crumlin 20 years ago. And the money which raised which could be given to Crumlin. So it means a lot, you know. It's a lovely weekend in Killorca. It's a great weekend to see all the biddies coming up the town and just enjoying. You know, everyone should come and see it. And no, it is really a lovely evening out for the kids.
Yeah.
You know.
And for people of all ages.
Of all ages, yeah. Yeah. Like some people don't even know what the biddies are. You know, never even heard of her. There's only a few places now. I think maybe up around Kilgarvan they have the biddy. Kilcommon have the biddy. And mainly Kilorvin and Beaufort is the main place for the biddies. Oh, Linkar, I can't forget Linkar. They're very important.
What makes it so unique for ye?
I grew up with it. Yeah, I grew up with it. And really, I just, it's something, it's like my day because I'm a Bridget and that's why I like it, you know? So
yeah,
that's what I like.
And do you think it's important now, like you're here with your two daughters and it's important for them to symbolize and realize this is why it's so important?
Yes, yes, it is. And Holly is a great one for making St. Bridget's crosses. So we have loads of them around the houses and she was making them last year now for kids and everything. We hope to encourage my new grandson, Paddy, in time to come. Hopefully he'll be going to school in Kilgovernet and he'll be out in the biddies as well.
And it's important, as you say there, you know, you're already thinking ahead about where you're going to send him to school.
Yeah.
Because you want to keep that tradition.
Tradition going, yeah. That's very important, I think. Mm. You know, so I like the tradition. You know,
the curriculum, I suppose, is trying to keep traditions alive in their communities and stuff.
That's right. Yeah, 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 for definite. Yeah, because it's nice to keep the tradition going. It's like St. Patrick's Day. I used to do the parades all the time and I come into town with my sheep and wish spray them the green, white and gold for St. Patrick's Day. And many a time I've got trophies and everything and wish love going to shows when the lads were small. But now that they're a bit big, they don't want to be seen with me. Yeah, it's all about the tradition. It's nice to keep going. Yeah,
of course. Holly, how old are you?
I'm 19 years of age.
19. So you've had 19 great years of being associated with the Biddy, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So what does it mean to you as a 19-year-old?
I don't know. I think a lot of my friends, obviously, we did the Biddies growing up. So, like, it's just kind of normal to us.
That's right.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. It's part of my childhood. Like, you know, we have so many funny memories of just dancing around our own houses. Like, you know, trying to learn the dances when we were about 10. And then trying to learn the tin whistles going, trying to play the songs. But
and do you think that actually kind of encouraged you to realise, you know, it's important to keep the music alive? And
oh, absolutely, yeah. Like me and my friends now, like we actually love St. Bridget's Day, like, because we think, like, it's just great crack, like, and it's just, everyone gets brought together, like, we all, you know, we all get to go out and have a bit of crack with it, yeah.
Only a couple of years ago, I suppose, we got the bank holiday to recognise, you know, St. Bridget as, you know, one of our own saints as well. That's really important for us to recognise, yeah, we do need a weekend to actually symbolise who she is and, you know, bring that tradition as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because I think it was kind of forgotten a lot. And I think a lot of, well, as we know, like Irish and a lot of our culture is coming back now. But I think it should be brought back. St. Bridget's weekend, it was a big thing.
Your generation, why is it getting brought back now?
I think a lot of people... I suppose a lot of our parents kind of left when they were growing up. And I suppose we're so lucky to be able to grow up here, like, so we may as well enjoy our culture and bring it back. And I think a lot of people love Ireland, so I think it's a big thing to bring it back, yeah.
And especially if you're making the old crosses and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, every year.
Very good. You might do us a little workshop on how to make them, but goodbye. And to this day, I still can't make them, lads.
They're not too bad. They're handy enough to make. Once you get the knack of it, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. I was all about... It's amazing to see, Joe, the two generations here still symbolising how important it is.
Oh, yes, it is. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Well, ladies, I'll let you enjoy your party.
Thank you. Thank you.